These are the boys are cold, and you're listening to Monday Night Blah. What is it?
Monday Night Talk.
Oh.
On WATD.
In WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We again want to thank Mr. Steve Damish for joining us. And chatting it up, he actually kind of encompassed the time that we had. We were, for one of our guests that we're expecting, I don't know if something had happened. You know how this works. You got to make the best with the time that you're given here. And we were just glad that Steve was kind enough to stay on the line until my next guest showed up. And that is none other than Mr. Alex Bezance. Of course, he's got Lisa, who's also here, but she's like the silent partner. She kind of hangs back and lets Alex do all the chatting. Alex, of course, from the Hug Foundation. Hug stands for what, Joe?
Help Us Give.
See, that's his part of the show. I let him kind of get in there.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad that's how you find me useful here.
We need to get Joe a hug shirt just like yours, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
He has to attend the events, though.
That's right.
I'm already working. We were just talking a second ago. I'm already working on putting my team together, my softball team.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to recruit you to be on it, but I know that'll never happen.
I'm already dedicated to a team. I'm already dedicated to a team.
Speaking of team, can I just say one thing? Breaking news.
Go ahead, number 25. Let's hear it.
The Hug Foundation and the Ice Huggers have just acquired Kevin Tocci to play the hockey game against the Bruins alumni on January 25th. And he's going to wear number 63 like Brad Marsh on the Little Ball of Hate.
And I'm going to play on the fifth line. Everybody knows if you're a hockey fan, there's no such thing as a fifth line.
I can't imagine Kevin skating.
He is this year.
Yep.
He's skating.
Okay.
Joe, you might have to be the videographer to capture this moment on film.
There'll be plenty of opportunities to send it to America's Funniest Home Videos, I'm sure.
Well, Lisa just said she thinks he uses double blades anyway.
Actually, I used they taped together a couple of the milk crates.
Okay.
And that's how I skate around. I will say this, I played lots of pond hockey back in the day. Lots of pond hockey, okay?
You played or watched?
I played.
Okay.
Unlike you, Mr. NASCAR.
Hey, I don't profess to have played anything like that back then.
I didn't say I was any good. Point. I played. And okay. I played in a number of ice.
I believe roller. You.
My one problem, my one Achilles heel.
One.
Are you done?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Because we only have so much time here. We don't need you eating up with your antics. I'm not that really good at skating backwards.
I'm not either. So. And you've seen me skate. So that's
I've also right. seen you get into fisticuffs, too.
And I beat him this year.
You did?
I did. And it's on tape.
And who did you beat?
Bruce Shoebottom.
I got to tell you, I love Bruce.
Bruce is a great guy, a great friend of the Hug Foundation.
Not only is he a great guy, but he's, having a chance to play softball with him was fantastic. A guy who he's very fond of his Red Solo Cup, I will just say that. But you know what? He was a lot of fun out there, as were a lot of the Bruins alumni. Like, you know, we had Nifty out there, Rick Middleton out there.
Yeah, we had Nifty. We had Billy Bennett, Bobby Miller.
A slew of them.
Tim Sweeney.
Playing softball.
Jim Rock from the NFL.
Yep.
I don't know who else. So, Sean Miller, right here in Marshfield.
Yep, Sean was on my team.
Yeah, Sean was there. He plays goalie for the Bruins alumni.
Yeah, did a great job. Reason why we have you on, because the Hug Foundation does a fantastic job at raising money. Just so folks know, I mean, talk to us about the creation of it. Just to remind folks and what it is that you do with the monies that are raised.
Well, we started the Hug Foundation really about 2 years ago, officially the Hug Foundation. Prior to that, we got hooked up with the Bruins alumni when my sister was sick with cancer. And while she was sick, we realized the cost of visiting her at the hospital, transporting her to the hospital every day for her treatments and you know, all those small incidental expenses that people don't think about. So like I said, we got hooked up with the Bruins, and they were so good to her the last couple of years of her life that we wanted to do something for them. So we started the Ice and Dice Casino Nights, which you know all about because you advertised the first one.
Helped promote the first
one.
Yep.
Everyone since. So we did a couple of years of Ice and Dice Casino Nights, 3 years, I believe, and we raised about $50,000 for the Pan Mass Challenge. The Bruins have their own bike team for the Pan Mass Challenge, and we raised about $50,000 for that. And after that, Lisa and I decided that we wanted to help more than just the Pan Mass. We wanted to help individuals that were having a problem if someone in their family was sick or injured or cancer. So we started the HUG Foundation, and we have several events every year to raise money, and we just give the money away to people that need it. If someone's going through cancer treatments, you know, Lisa dropped a check off to some woman's mailbox without even the lady knowing a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, she just passed. So it does get, you know, you kind of get emotionally attached to some of the people that we're helping. We helped several people in Abington. And another big part of our organization, the HUG Foundation, is because of our connection with the Bruins alumni and a lot of other celebrities now, we get memorabilia, autographed hockey sticks, pucks, pitchers, and we donate to other fundraisers. If Joe Smith's family's having a fundraiser, we donate items that they can auction off and raffle off. And the Bruins have been very good with us in that, along with several of the NFL players, former Patriots and Red Sox. Jim Longborg donates a lot of stuff to us now that we give away. Rico Petrocelli has a lot of the Patriot alumni. So it's really grown over the last few years. And we have a great time giving money away.
Now, you mentioned about the event coming up in January. I believe you have something that's coming up even sooner,
we
right?
do. We just announced four events coming up. The next one is our annual Patriots viewing party, we call it, or a tailgate party at J.P. Ryan's in Abington, J.P. Ryan's Tavern, another great supporter of the HUG Foundation. They do this event every year for us. We do it on Columbus Day weekend, the Sunday of Columbus Day weekend, so everyone has the next day off for most people.
Most people.
And we go to J.P. Ryan's and have a little tailgate party type of thing and watch the Patriots game. And you don't even have to be a Patriot fan to show up. There'll be celebrities there. There'll be silent auction, raffle items. It's just a great time. It's $20 at the door. Lots of raffle stuff. And just come in for an hour or the whole 4 hours for the game. Oh, yes, and a free buffet included. That's
it's
right.
It's a good thing Lisa was here.
Yeah. And J.P. Ryan's donates all of that to us. We can't say enough of J.P. Ryan. They hosted the Boston Bruins alumni last year after our hockey game. They host this event for us every year. They provide all the food for nothing, and we get all the money that comes in the door.
Now, do we know what the matchup, what game that is? Who will the Patriots be playing? I mean... Do you know offhand?
I don't know offhand.
All right. You can give me half a moment. I'll be able
to
tell folks.
You can find it over there. So anyway, that's October 13th. That's our next event. And that's going to start at 3 o'clock. It's a 4:30 game.
Okay.
$20 at the door includes food, raffles, silent auctions, and celebrities.
Good game.
And
they're taking on New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's right.
That's the return of Sean Payton. And let's not forget that there's a Ryan who coaches the defense. I think Rob Ryan coaches their defense now.
It should be a very good game.
It should be.
Then our next event, January 25th, 2014, will be our annual Ice Huggers versus the Boston Bruins alumni at Rockland Rink. Again, Rockland Rink, another great supporter. They donate the rink to us every year, no charge. They've been great to the HUG Foundation. The HUG Foundation has made a lot of great friends over the years. That will be probably $10 again, admission.
Usually is, yeah.
And if anyone wants to sponsor a player, each player is required to raise $1,000.
You anticipated my next move.
There you go. And if you want to go to icehuggers.com, you can make a donation, $5, $10, or $1,000 if you'd like, in the name of any player. And Kevin Tocci's name's on the roster there, so all the WATD listeners can go and donate in Kevin's
name. That would be
name.
Kind. That would be very cool.
I'll donate to someone else.
You can donate to me.
As long as I'll donate to you.
You know what? They don't necessarily have to donate in mine. As long as they donate, I mean, it's definitely a good cause.
I just don't want to give Kevin anything.
You know what's funny, Joe? I'm not getting any of it, but that's okay. The idea, though, is this for folks to, you know, that,
yes,
though. You're just
yes.
having a little bit of fun.
And then April, our April Fool's big extravaganza.
Uh-oh.
Kevin, you must remember the band The Fools.
I do.
You do. Well, Mike Girard has become a friend of the Hug Foundation, and they're going to put on a April Fool's World Dance Party for the Hug Foundation on April 5th.
No kidding.
Next year. And if you are familiar with The Fools, one of their biggest hits on MTV was World Dance Party.
Right.
So that's why we're going to do a April Fool's World Dance Party. We haven't got a location yet. We are working on a couple of different locations. And the tickets will be very reasonable in the $30 to $40 range, and it will include a meal. And there'll be the Fools and probably one or two other bands playing. And it'll just be a fun night dance. If you want to dance, if not, just go and listen to them.
What I mean, what's it like to have all these different relationships, you know, not only with the Bruins alumni, but, you know, J.P. Ryan's and now the Fools, and being able to, you know, utilize it to a sense that you can be able to help folks who are in need.
Well, it's great. I mean, they all just can't do enough for the Hug Foundation. I mentioned this to Mike Girard, and he says, book it. Let's make it happen.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's we've been very fortunate. Because of our connections with the Bruins, it's led us to other organizations. Lisa and I are on the board for the Robin Kaplan Memorial Golf Tournament. Robin Kaplan was an employee at TJX that was killed in 9/11. Mm. And we're on that committee, and we've met a lot of other celebrities through there who are now working with Robin Kaplan and the Hug Foundation. So it just keeps growing every year.
Joe, any questions?
You mentioned a lot of events and a lot of networking it seems like the Hug Foundation has done. What are some of the more, significant things that are done with a lot of the money that's raised by the Hug Foundation? Like how many families a year and how much money is usually given out, for example, at the end of this year?
I would guess, the Hug Foundation is still relatively small. We do a lot of events, but we don't raise hundreds of thousands of dollars by any stretch. It does cost us quite a bit of money to put these events on, and that's why, you know, each player is required to raise $1,000. There are a lot of costs associated with it, but I would... think that we probably give away in the range of $20,000-$25,000 a year. And we help a lot of, we do a lot of small donations too. Somebody will mention to us that they're going to run in the Boston Marathon and we'll sponsor them with a couple hundred dollars. Some of the families that need money or need help, I mean, we paid guys mortgage in Hull a couple of months ago because he was fighting cancer. The families we give more to, but we do sponsor a lot of small events too.
And I want to just kind of throw out there, and not to be redundant, because I think I might have brought it up either the last time or the time before that you were here, we talked about it. But somebody who had contacted me who wanted had a family member who has ALS. Mm-hmm. And was a big fan of the Boston Bruins, wanted to see the cup. And while it wasn't possible for them to see the cup, they got something better. And you know what I'm talking about, am I correct?
Yeah, and we became good friends with him too and his family. What we did there is the Boston Bruins actually continued the casino nights that we started on a much bigger scale. And the entire team, after they won the cup, was at this casino night, and the Hug Foundation paid for one member of this family, and the Boston Bruins Foundation paid for the other. And we brought Bill and his brother in, and he got to meet every one of the current players.
Wow.
And got autographs and pictures with all of them. So we do a lot of things like that, too, and maybe not that much money, but, you know, help a lot of people that are sick or injured in that way, too.
If folks want to find out more about some of the stuff that we talked about today, or about, they want to know more about the events that are coming up, I'm sure you have a website, don't you?
We do. It's HugFoundationMA.org, and that's HugFoundationMA for Massachusetts.org. Also, you can go to IceHuggers.com, all one word, and that will bring you to the site also.
Excellent. Well, sir, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I want to thank Lisa for being the silent partner, but also having a couple of small nuggets to throw in there about some of the events that are coming up. And we'll definitely have to have you back in a short amount of time to just to kind of remind folks that these events are going on.
We'd
and
love to.
That you guys do great work. Thank you
once
again, Alex.
Thank you, Lisa. Kevin. Thank you, Joe.